Jamie Laredo has been the conductor and music director of the Vermont Symphony Orchestra since 2000. But he had already been an internationally renowned violinist and conductor for decades before he took the helm at the VSO. He debuted with the San Francisco Symphony at the age of 11. He's won multiple prestigious awards, was nominated for 7 Grammys, and performed with a laundry list of the world's top orchestras. He's also released more than 100 recordings, and for years Laredo was also the violist for a piano quartet that included Emmanuel Ax, Isaac Stern, and Yo-Yo Ma. The VSO has been acclaimed for the level of musical excellence he's brought to the orchestra, and so it was with some sadness that the VSO announced last week that Jamie Laredo would be departing as music director at the end of the 2021 season. Jamie Laredo was kind enough to join me in our VPR studios today to talk about his time at the VSO. Thank you so much for being here.
It's lovely to be here, Mitch. Thank you.
How has the orchestra and its audience really changed over the last 20 years that you've been at the helm?
Well, I'd like to think that we've improved, and I think we have, frankly. When I decided to accept the invitation to come here, and I mainly did that because, you know, my wife and I have been living in Vermont since 1985. We live in Guilford. It's because of Vermont, because of the Marlboro Music Festival, that Sharon Robinson, my wife, and I got together.
She's a musician, too. We should explain to people who may not know.
Yes, and it's been an incredible time. I honestly cannot believe it's been 20 years. It's like a blink.
That speaks well of your time here, I'm sure. What about the audience? Because we hear so much about concerns about classical music, needing to grow that younger audience to keep the music alive. It has, of course, for centuries. But have you seen the audience change over time? Have you noticed maybe more young people taking interest in classical music?
I really would like to very much to talk about this because, you know, I've been around, I've been playing concerts for over 60 years now. And even before I started concertizing, I always heard this story about, oh, my God, the classical music is dying because our audiences are so old. Well, classical music is still with us. And in many places, it's thriving. Classical music audiences tend to be older. Young people usually are not that interested in classical music. But we do get a lot of young people at Vermont Symphony concerts. I especially love when I go out there and I see kids, not just teenagers, but children. And I think that's fantastic.
The VSO is just starting its last tour with you at the helm. What are you looking forward to on this tour? What makes it special for you?
On the one hand, it's kind of sad.
Bittersweet, I'm sure.
Bittersweet, yeah. I'm very happy about what we've been able to achieve together. The people in the orchestra are very special. I consider them not just my colleagues, but my friends. It's been a wonderful time. And what I do want to say, because so many people ask me, am I retiring? First of all, I don't believe in that word. I am not retiring. I'm just stepping down from the VSO because I really feel strongly that 20 years is a long time. And I think it will be healthy for the orchestra to have new blood, new ideas. It's good for everybody.
What are some things, maybe a couple things that really stand out to you in these last 20 years?
We've done some very exciting commissioning here, first performances of pieces. We've been very, very fortunate in that we've had a marvelous composer, David Ludwig, as our new music expert and advisor. David is a Vermonter. His grandfather was Rudolf Serkin. The very first thing we ever did here was a premiere of a cello concerto that he wrote. And then there are others I remember performing. And not long ago, actually, Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony that we did. And I found it was so moving and so special. I'm very grateful for some of the amazing soloists that we've been able to get here. Friends of mine that I cajoled into coming way, way, way below their normal fees. People like Peter Serkin and Andre Watts and Yo-Yo Ma, and it's been great.
I'm glad that you mentioned that you're not retiring and you don't believe in that word. I do know that you were speaking with my colleague James Stewart, one of our VPR classical
yes.
hosts, that you have some other projects that you plan to pursue. I was wondering if you can tell us anything about that.
Well, I've been very involved in teaching. Both my wife and I are coming on our 8th year at the Cleveland Institute of Music. I intend and hope to devote more time to teaching. At this point in my life, that's probably the most important thing that I can do.
Will Vermont remain a part of your life? Will you stay?
Always. I mean, here I'm talking about Cleveland. And yes, it's true that during the winter months, we kind of base ourselves in Cleveland and travel from there. But the summers for us are sacred. After Marlboro, we used to do, you know, things like Aspen Music Festival and others. And we haven't been doing that for several years because our summers in Vermont are just too special. Whatever is happening during the year and as difficult as things get, I always think of, okay, May is coming and Guilford is coming.
Jamie Laredo has been the conductor and music director of the Vermont Symphony Orchestra since 2000. He'll be stepping down from that role at the end of the 2021 season. Jamie Laredo, thank you so much for the time.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Mitch.